What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Discini Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the brand new Spider-Man DLC Turf Wars, which kind of came out last week on PlayStation 4, kind of an extension of the Spider-Man game, which has been massively successful. This DLC is available individually to purchase or as part of like a bundle. It's the second chapter, and it focuses on Spider-Man dealing with Hammerhead, probably one of those villains that you don't tend to see too much of, because he's not really been a mainstream villain, so it's nice to see them do something different. But this one did kind of, I wouldn't say, it didn't quite blow me away the same way the Black Cat one did.
Yeah, I definitely was less impressed with this one, and I have to admit, I spent most of it kind of waiting for Black Cat to appear, which obviously didn't happen, but still. Yeah, Hammerhead is a weird villain. I mean, he fits into that mob stereotype. He's been part of the Marvel Universe for a long time, but he's not the Kingpin. And he does have powers, but his powers are boring. So, okay. He's just not that interesting. And you can even tell in the game, this is a minor spoiler, they had to make him more interesting by giving him power armor.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, if you've got to give the guy power armor, probably wasn't that interesting to begin with.
Yeah, this was very much, I was a bit surprised when I saw him in the armor. I was like, okay. Because I think only kind of really seeing him in like the, I remember what's always in the animated series of being kind of just generic henchman kind of with a face kind of thing that kept popping up. So kind of giving him the suit and all the rest of it, he kind of always reminded me of like Frankenstein. That was always kind of the thing of this character.
That's not unintentional either. I mean, he's got the blocky head. For me, I've always thought of Hammerhead as like the shark. So I'm always expecting like the things to come out the side. But no, in this case, they're literally going, his head is a hammer.
Yeah.
It's got metal plates and he just whacks people in the head with it. And that's what he does. I mean, he literally does that a couple times. So
yeah. I thought it was interesting the way they done with is it Yuri, the police officer, of making her, you know, that thing of has pushed her too far and therefore she wants revenge and kind of in some ways, you know, doesn't want Spider-Man in the way. She wants to basically kill him and make sure that she gets her man, kind of thing. And I thought, especially after they've been playing that story together for the whole of the main storyline, to then have them do this, I did think that was a good little tweak of the story.
Yeah, and in fact, I thought the Yuri story was the strongest part of this. I mean, it's a little bit generic, it's a little bit cliche, but like you said, this is a relationship between these two characters that's been built up through the game, through the first DLC, and now into the second DLC. And so I think they can get away with it doing that, because it works, because she's the cop through the entire game. You know, she kind of rolls her eyes whenever he does Spider Cop and she kind of directs him. But I mean, they work directly together in this one too, which I thought was nice. Is kind of like, hey, Spidey, you're not actually a cop, but here, make us some web lines and we'll go slide down the web lines. And you're kind of unofficially in charge of this squad over here. So yeah, the Yuri story was interesting. And it really was just Yuri's story. Spider-Man was just kind of part of it, which is kind of weird.
And it was, I mean, what I really liked was one of the things that they were doing was this idea of these underground capsules coming out of the ground with the enemies on, and they just come out of nowhere. And it was like, okay, this is a cool dynamic. This is something, you know, we didn't see in the main game. This is brand new for this DLC. And it fed into that idea of all this Silver Sable equipment that they've all stolen. I mean, this million-dollar company with all this equipment, and they just left it and ran off when Kingpin was done.
Yeah, no, it's well done. But by the same token, when we're not talking about the story, when we're talking about the side quests, the side objectives, things really went downhill fast. Like, the side objectives that they had in this DLC, I mean, this isn't the first time I've complained about the side quests, because I stopped doing them in the main game. I was so irritated by them, but this kept bringing them back. And granted, they are optional unless you want the third spider suit that's part of the DLC. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, they locked the weirdest one behind the the missions, and unless you're a completionist, it's like, you know, you don't really need that one. That's
it's the one. The trouble is, it's like they had these like hammerhead ones that you have to drop in, and it's like these are the exact same levels we've already seen. I've already done this, and you know, you've got to go through six waves, and it's like, get to wave four and I die. I get to wave four or five and I die, and I start again. And it's like, this is not fun. This is just traping, you know, just taking out. There's a lot of this whole mission felt a lot of, let's just beat up enemies in waves. Every mission was just, oh, I've just taken out the 10 people from here. And now another machine turns up and another 10 get out. They then get out and another 10 come in. And it's like, you're stretching out this idea of what to do, but you just, all it is there was a few ones where you had to do a bit of silence and so forth, but it was nowhere, it didn't feel as good as the Black Cat one where you were integrating with her and, you know, there was a bit of a storyline, and you, this was just like, they've got, these Hammerhead's got thousands of just generic employees to just take out. The only one that was a little bit different was you're in a dock and you had to do it silently and take them out. But it, again, that was the break from the never-ending line of just beating enemies and then dying. Luckily, the reset points in the main missions weren't too bad. If you did die late in it, you would only go back a bit.
Right.
From the scratch, not like the big, like the tower things, the tower. And it was just like, that was my one issue if I was playing it. And it took me about 2.5 hours to play through the whole thing. There's still all the side missions. I'm not going to bother doing them. I'll be honest, I kind of want to get back to Red Dead, but it was this kind of thing of, I think as well as having played Red Dead for like 6 weeks and then suddenly hit Spider-Man since the last DLC, the speed increase was like quite, was like, oh my word, this is so much faster. I'm trying to remember the controls. That's the thing when these DLC things, if you've been, I haven't been playing Spider-Man for, you know, a month since the last DLC. So suddenly you've got to remember all the codes and you're dying. And you're like, why do I use this again? And it didn't take too long, but that first mission of just like, oh yeah, I've got to remember what to do.
Oh yeah, how do I use my gadgets? What are my gadgets? What do my gadgets do? What's my suit power? Wait, how do I activate my suit power? All that fun stuff.
I kept setting off my suit power because I thought it was the focus. And I kept pressing the both buttons and like, it's like, okay, right, yeah. Okay, this is.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I was coming from Kingdom Hearts. I finished Kingdom Hearts 1, and I'm, rather than going to Kingdom Hearts 2, I decided to do Re-Chain of Memories, the Game Boy game that got upscaled to PlayStation and then upscaled to PlayStation 3 and then upscaled to PlayStation 4. But yeah, the controls are massively different and significantly simpler than the Spider-Man code. So yeah, for the first, I don't know, 15 minutes, I'm just like, I'm getting beaten up by characters who I would have thrashed without even trying back when I was playing the game.
Yeah,
And I'm just going to end my section with this thought, which is I was getting flashbacks to Dragon Age 2, and that's not a good thing to go back to, because the big problem that game had was you would enter an area, enemies would spawn, you would kill the enemies, you'd be like, okay, cool, now I can kind of explore the area. Nope, second wave of enemies, just because. Sometimes third wave, sometimes fourth wave. And it was such a blatant attempt by the developers to extend the runtime of the game. And by the end of the game, I was just, I'm done. I am done with this game. And Spider-Man, fortunately, it doesn't pop up much in the story missions, but in those side missions, just like, stop artificially inflating the dang runtime. We know you're looking at attach numbers and metrics and all this stuff, but at some point, you know, people are just going to go, this isn't worth my time, and then they're not going to come back to the game at all, and then your attach numbers just kind of, so whatever. That's my final thought. The story is solid. I like the Yuri story, but this was not as good as the first DLC.
No, I think that pretty much sums up. It was a good way to jump back in. I'm glad I played it. It was nice to jump back in a bit of Spider-Man. We've got one more chapter to go coming next month. But yeah, it's going to be weird when that one hits, because then I know that game, it's that's it. That's that one done. And then it will be on to the Avengers. But let us know in the comments below what you guys think of Spider-Man, Terrifier, and stuff like your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon.
Later.